I would like to welcome everybody for coming out to April 12th, 2016. It's a little after 7 p.m. for our council meeting. And to start with this, I will ask the acting mayor, Councillor Befford, first of all, before I do that, Councillor Befford, if you don't mind, please note that if you want assistive listening devices used here in the council chamber, they're available on request from the clerk's office or from Barb here, who's up at the front. And to ensure that all cell phones are turned off or placed on silent, please. It makes it easier, just especially for our system here. And now I will ask Councillor Befford if you can start the meeting with the prayer, and then we'll ask everybody to stand for this, and then we'll do O Canada before we sit down.
Grant us, O God, perception and patience that justice, truth, and honesty may be evident in our planning and our governing. Make us aware of the needs of each part of this town of Caledon. Save us from parochialism that divides, and so create in us a desire for progress and responsible action, that all our words and deeds may be in accord with thy will, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen.
Thank you, everybody. I want to welcome everybody for coming tonight, but also on behalf of council, I'd like to welcome Pat Moyle, who's our general manager for community services. Thank you for welcome aboard. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest by anybody? Councillor Downey.
Yes, through you, Mayor. On the item one, unfinished business, March 8, 2016, Planning Development Committee report, DP 2016-16. I will declare conflict on that as the applicant is a relative by marriage. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And when we get to that, we'll let you know. Confirmation of minutes of the meeting held March 29th. Moved by Councillor Befford, second by Councillor Misipelli, that the council meeting minutes dated March 29th, 2016 be approved. All in favor? Carried. Okay, so now that we're going on to this, we're going to go back to unfinished business. So just to explain to the public what's going on is we had a pause in our last meeting, so we're going to start where we left off when the meeting was adjourned at 7:30. So I'm going to read the motion back through, and we're going to continue on where it was. And Councillor Downey has left the room. So I'll read the motion as read. Moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor Groves, that March 8, 2016, Planning and Development Committee report recommendation regarding DP 2016-016, advice that the subject to solicitor-client privilege, including communication necessary for the purpose of litigation, including matters before the administrative tribunals affecting the municipality, won't be hearing appeal, C of A decision number B004-16 be adopted. Councillor Ennis.
Just like to ask for a recorded vote on this, please.
Okay. I will now pass this over to the clerk. Madam Clerk, there's no further questions. So.
Okay, thank you, Your Worship. Recorded vote's been called. All those in favor, please stand. Councillor Shaughnessy, Councillor Mezzapelli, Councillor Ennis, Mayor Thompson, Councillor Beffert, Councillor DeBoer, and Councillor Gross. The motion carries.
Okay. Before we proceed on further, if we can, Councillor Shaughnessy, can you let Councillor Downey know, please? Yeah, I think we'll just have. So I'm going to try to explain things a little bit better because it is recorded, and I have definitely heard from some residents that do listen in that I don't explain things well enough, so I will explain this a little bit better. We are now to the second report for the Town of Caledon's Community Golf Tournament Committee, which is dated March 8, 2016. Moved by Councillor Beffert, second by Councillor Shaughnessy, that the report March 8, 2016, Caledon Community Golf Tournament Committee report recommendations be adopted as read or as printed. All in favor? Carried. We'll move on to the third report for General Committee, March 22nd, moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Mizzapelli, that March 22nd, 2016 General Committee report recommendations regarding the following consent: CS 2016-09, 2016 Assessment Appeals, CS 2016-10 property tax ratios, and ADM 2016-04 proposed permanent easement at the intersection of Airport Road and the Trailway. Councillor Beffert.
Is this the appropriate time to discuss the Highway 10 motion?
No.
Okay. Can you tell me when that is, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
We can do that. If there's if there's no further questions, all in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Mizzapelli. Oh, okay. Moved on to the fourth report, Planning Development Committee. Is this still the third one? Okay. How many? Oh,
there's a few items.
All right. I'm jumping the gun here. Moved by Councillor Mizzapelli, second by Barb Shaughnessy, or Councillor Shaughnessy. Sorry. March 22nd, 2016, General Committee report recommendation regarding the following consent items be received: Accessibility Advisory Committee report dated March 10, 2016. All in favor? Carried. Okay. Yeah. And this is still the 22nd General Committee meeting recommendations. Following items. Moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor Mizzapelli. That March 22, 2016 committee report recommendations regarding the following items be adopted: Public Works 2016-05 Arterial Roads Review Ad Hoc Steering Committee ARASC update, CS 2016-08 Tax Collector Role Adjustments made under Section 357 and 358 of the Municipal Act 2001. PREC 2016 Community Service Agreement Policy, and Caledon Area Families Inclusion, CAFI, presentation request. All in favor? Carried. Okay, this is still the 22nd, and this is moved by Councillor Innes, second by Councillor DeBoer, that the March 22nd General Committee report recommendations on air quality concerns be adopted. And, oh, there's an amendment. Okay, we have an amendment moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor Grove, that the paragraph 4 be amended by adding the following words: summer months be completed by August 31st, 2017. And I think we all agreed to that. That was added on. So, okay. So I'll be asking to the amendment first, if everybody's read that. Okay. All in favor? Oh, sorry. Councilman Isabelli, I didn't see you.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Just a question. And I did listen to the, I unfortunately wasn't at the meeting, but I did listen to it on the audio. So if that was what was agreed to, I'm just questioning or asking why it's an amendment before us today. Was it not ratified or agreed to?
Well, it was agreed to, but it was amended. It was supposed to have been added in and didn't get added in the wording. So it's been caught and okay. It's been corrected.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. No, fair enough. Any other questions? If not, I'm going to call the vote again. All in favor? Carried. Now we go back to the original report as amended, which adds the to be completed by August 31st, 2017. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor DeBoer, that March 22nd, 2016 General Committee Report Recommendations, FES 2016-01, open air burning options be adopted. And there's an amendment to this. Okay. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Ennis, that paragraph 3 be deleted and replaced with the following. And thank you, Barb. That staff be directed to report back regarding the implications proposed by open air bylaw to include open air on half acre lots townwide for recreational burning. Okay, and I think that's just another clarification that we're trying to make clear. Okay, all in favor of the amendment? Carried. Now back to the original motion that is amended. All in favor? It's carried. All right. Moved by Councillor, our next one for the General Committee meeting, moved by Councillor Innes, second by Councillor DeBoer, that March 22nd, 2016, General Committee recommendations regarding CS 2016-011 enhance road program debenture be adopted. And we got an amendment here. Oh, yes. And I think this amendment is what we needed to add. And we needed to get clarified for the region appeal. It is moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor DeBoer, that paragraph 4 be amended to replace the words from 10 years to 11 years, as requested through what Peggy had asked for. Okay. Councillor Groves, you got a question? Are you all in favor? Great. Thank you. Carried? Okay. Now, we'll go back to as the motion amended. All in favor? Carried. Okay, this is still from the March 22nd General Committee, moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor Mizzapelli. The March 22nd, 2016 General Committee report recommendations regarding the following items be adopted. Confidential report, PREC 2016-02, personal matters about identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, Caledon Community Recognition Night. Confidential report ADM 2016-08 advises that a subject to solicitor client privilege, including communications necessary for the purpose of litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality, Beech Grove Side Road on open road allowance. Confidential report ADM 2016-09. The advice of the subject solicitor client privilege, including communications necessary for the purpose of litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality of Camp Villas Corporation and George and Taylor Woods Incorporated. Confidential report ADM 2016-06. The advice that is subject to solicitor client privilege, including communications necessary for the purpose of litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality of 12141 Kennedy Road. Ward 2, and confidential report ADM 2016-02, the advice is subject to solicitor client privilege, including communications necessary for the purpose of litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality, TAP Land Holdings Incorporated. No questions? All in favor? Carried. Moved by, this is the last one for the General Committee report, moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Befford, that March 22, 2016 General Committee recommendation regarding the following items be adopted. Confidential report ADM 2016-05, personal matters about identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, Heritage Caledon appointments. And we do have an amendment, as everybody knows, moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Befford, that the paragraph be amended to delete Lee Templeton and replace with Jennifer Lee Forrester. Okay. All in favor? Carried. Now to the motion as amended. All in favor? Carried. Okay, now we're to the Planning Committee on March 22nd. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Shaughnessy, that March 22nd, 2016 Planning and Development Committee report recommendations regarding the following consent item be received. Heritage Caledon report to March 14th, 2016. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Misapelli, second by Councillor Befford, that the March 22nd Planning and Development Committee report be received. All in favor? Carried. Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor Innes, that March 22nd Planning and Development Committee recommendations regarding the matter to be adopted, Highway 10. Councillor Befford.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, at my advanced age, I'm still having difficulty with these different way of handling council, and I appreciate your patience. I would like to comment on this particular motion with regard to basically a bypass around Caledon Village. I'm supportive of a notion of a bypass around Caledon Village. I wasn't here for the meeting, and therefore was not included in the discussion. My understanding is that part of this motion may have come from some regional counterparts. However, Mr. Mayor, you know that I have spent a fair bit of time at this table trying to develop a relationship with the members of the Ministry of Transportation of Ontario, particularly with respect to Highway 10 and Caledon Village. Councillor Downey has also been supportive in looking at some issues with respect to the Highway 10-410 interchange. As a result of probably me talking too much and them wanting to get rid of me, we have a meeting plan for May the 2nd. And that meeting will include on the agenda the issue of a pre-discussion of a bypass around Caledon Village. And so for the reason of no surprises, I would like to be able to take this issue to that group and talk to them about it and get a sense of what their thoughts are. In other words, I don't like surprises, and I don't think they do either. That doesn't mean that this motion won't carry forward very quickly. What it means is that I'd like the opportunity to take it to the MTO group and talk about what their ideas are. There have been some significant changes. 413 has been on hold. There may be other things that the MTO is looking at that will impact our desire to have a bypass around Caledon Village. One of them, and I'm just throwing this out as an example, could be if they're looking at extending 427, that may take a lot of pressure off Highway 10. I don't know. That's all theoretical. But what I'm saying is I would like to defer the motion regarding Caledon Village bypass until after May the 2nd when I've had an opportunity. Councillor Shaughnessy will be there. And Councillor Downey will be there. Representatives of the town traffic department will be there. Representatives of the region will be there. And representatives of MTO will be there. And I'd like to put that on the table so that we're all on the same page. So I would ask for a deferral for that reason.
Okay. Do we have a seconder for the deferral that's to be brought forward? Councillor DeBoer? Okay. I just have to let this and we'll put it on the screen like so everybody can see it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So as the clerk has informed me that it's not debatable the way it is, moved by Councillor Befford, second by Councillor DeBoer, that the matter be deferred until after May 2nd meeting with MTO. Sure. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Your Worship. A recorded vote's been called on the deferral. All those in favor, please stand. I see that Councillor Mazzapelli, Councillor Innes, Mayor Thompson, Councillor Befford, Councillor Downey, Councillor DeBoer, Councillor Groves. All those opposed? Councillor Shaughnessy. The motion carries.
Okay. Okay, so I have the last one from the March 22nd Planning Development Committee, moved by Councillor Innes, second by Councillor DeBoer, that March 22nd, 2016 Planning Development Committee report recommendation regarding the following matter be adopted. Correspondence from the Corporation in the Town of Amherstburg dated March 8, 2016 concerning the Ontario Municipal Board jurisdiction. All in favor? Carried. So, where are we here now? I'm just making sure we're not missing something here. Now we're going to go to committee recommendations, so we're bringing ourselves up to current. The first report from the Caledon Community Golf Tournament dated April 5th, 2016. Moved by Councillor Innes, second by Councillor DeBoer, that April 5th, 2016, Caledon Community Golf Tournament Committee report recommendations be adopted. All in favor? Carried. Okay. Now I'm going to the April 5th, 2016 General Committee report and moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Befford, that April 5th, 2016 General Committee report be received. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Befford, second by Councillor Downey, that April 5th Planning and Development Committee report be received. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor, Planning and Development Committee report again for April 5th. Moved by Councillor Befford, second by Councillor Mazzapelli, that the following April 5th 2016 Planning and Development Committee report recommendations regarding the following items be adopted. DP 2016-018, Coleraine West Employment Area, Official Plan Amendment 243, and Toronto Region Conservation Authority presentation request. Okay, on Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I don't know if we need to break them out, but I'd like a recorded vote on the report 2016-18.
I think we can do them both together if you want. I see no problem with that. Do we I need to break it up? Okay. The clerk says we need to break it up, so. Is everybody okay with that? Yes, I think everybody's in agreement to it. Councillor Groves, you're good with that too, right? Okay. Okay, so we're going to break it up in two sections. So moved by Councillor Befford, second by Councillor Mazzapelli, that the following April 5th, 2016 Planning Development Committee report recommendations regarding the following items be adopted. So we're going to do this one first as a recorded vote has been called. DP 2016-018, Coleraine West Employment Area Official Plan Amendment 243. Okay. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Your Worship. A recorded vote's been called. All those in favor, please stand.
Oh, sorry. Councillor Groves?
Sorry. That's just a test. Just a quick question through you to planning staff. If I understand it correctly, OPA 243, those are the lands south of Healy on Coleraine. So the Canadian Tire lands are already, it's a separate.
Mr. Mr. Zhu?
Yes, through you, Ms. Mayor, that is correct. The land under OPA 243 is south of Haley Road, north of Mayfair Road, and west of Coleraine Drive.
Okay, thank you.
Any other clarification? I know what you're doing. It's just a delayed tactic to allow the clerk to get caught up here. I know. Madam Clerk, it's yours.
Thank you, Your Worship. So a recorded vote's been called on the Coleraine West Employment Area report. All those in favor, please stand. So I see that everyone in attendance, so Councillor Mazzapelli, Councillor Ennis, Mayor Thompson, Councillor Befford, Councillor Downey, Councillor DeBoer, and Councillor Groves are all in favor. The motion carries.
Okay, moved by Councillor Mazzapelli, second by Councillor Innes, that the following April 5th, 2016 Planning Development Committee report recommendations regarding the following items be adopted, that Toronto Region Conservation Authority presentation request. All in favor? Opposed? Okay, got one guy that's opposed.
No, I'm not opposed. I'm trying to
help. Okay, we're now moved to presentations. I will now call upon Shirley Buxom, Karen Hutchison, and Jennifer Payne on behalf of the Headwaters Community Services in Action to approach the podium or provide your presentation for the Headwaters Food and Farming Alliance. And thank you for coming back for the second time, and you have 10 minutes.
It's almost the third time. We were saying third time's the charm for Caledon Council.
The storm, that's right. The weather's getting better all the time.
I'm glad we finally made it, and thank you, Mayor Thompson and members of council for giving us the opportunity to come by and say hi and give you an update on what we're working on with Headwaters Communities in Action. Most of our presentation today is going to be about one of our subgroups or our project groups, which is Headwaters Food and Farming Alliance. I'm actually going to hand the mic over to my colleague, Karen Hutchison, who's with me today, and I'm going to do the handouts today, and only because I called it. Thank you.
If you want to give the handouts to Barb, she can get them passed out.
She just wanted to have a Caledon face doing this. But thank you very much. I wanted to go through a little bit of the presentation here. And just refresh your memory on Headwaters Communities in Action. So we've been around for a while now, since 2004.
Three.
We started as a grassroots citizen organization back in the early 2000s, and we're now to today where we're a considerable force in the not-for-profit realm in Headwaters. So we define Headwaters as the town of Caledon and the county of Dufferin, and we do a lot of work based on our foundational work around community well-being. And I think if many of you have heard about our community well-being work, you may have read the initial community well-being study that was produced in 2011. And so our idea goes back to what Robert Kennedy said in 1968, which is one of my favorite quotes, which is the GDP measures everything but what's important. And so we try to look at what else is important besides the financial. So Headwaters of Communities in Action is a charitable organization, charitable nonprofit organization. As I said, we work in Caledon and Dufferin. We're funded by many of the the usual foundations, including the United Way, the Guelph Wellington Dufferin United Way, the Trillium Foundation, and I guess Mayor Thompson, Councillor Downey, and Councillor Innes, and Councillor DeBurr were out at our launch with our new Trillium, Ontario Trillium Foundation grant that I'm going to be talking about. Thank you for coming out. So we also receive some in-kind. We've received quite a bit of help from economic development at the town of Caledon through their work, through tourism, Sandra Dawson and Ben Roberts through agriculture and policy. We've received quite a bit of help there. And also, obviously, the County of Dufferin, the Town of Orangeville, many other groups. The way I like to look at it is that Caledon sort of has this really unique spot to stand. And we can be part of the region of Peel and look to the south at the market for local food and, you know, the hills, the tourism, all of that. And then we can look to the north where we have a similar sort of municipality that we share much of the natural landscape and size with, as well as federal and provincial riding. So as I said, we did a community well-being report in 2011, which was about a five-year process examining community well-being and trying to understand what the community thinks our priorities should be. And as you know, the emerging priorities continue to be sort of active transportation, local food, community safety, affordable housing. Trails is always something that is there, an active lifestyle, which we all work on together, community safety, and many other things. And you may have some comments on this as well. So to some of our, diving a little bit deeper into some of our initiatives, I think one of the interesting things that we've been able to do is work around local food. And we've really focused, done a lot of focus on local food. And that's from the economy part all the way through to food access. And the food access has really developed with the Do the Math, how, you know, looking at housing and poverty initiatives that is emerging in Dufferin County. There's been a lot of work on trails and bike-friendly status, which again we can look towards getting involved with more at the town of Caledon, and then nonprofit capacity building. And one of the foundations of our work is something new that you know may or may not know in the realm of our world, which is collective impact, meaning we bring together. And you probably talk about it as well, but we bring together the sectors. We bring together business, government, the not-for-profit sector with citizens, and we try to work collectively across those sectors so that we have a greater impact. And we see our role as developing, and it has become, as a backbone organization. So we're trying to not control the agenda, but manage the process and manage the organizations that are working to deliver this collective impact in a way that we can best serve our community. So I think we actually all have the same sort of goals around the table. I want to talk about something specifically, again, back to our food work. We've embarked on a food charter. The Region of Peel has a food charter as well that they are working on, and Headwaters will have a food charter in the next year or so. And what we've been doing is going through consultations. We've been working on food work since 2012, and so we've had a couple of food summits. We've done a policy report on what should happen in the food sector. We're embarking on a charter process. Charters have been really accepted as a way to move the food system in Ontario across North America. And what we want to do that's a little bit different is we want to do a food charter and an action strategy. So that's what we're working on at the moment. If you look at communities like Thunder Bay, they've gone from a food charter, which is more aspirational, to a food strategy, to an implementation plan on how we can have that collective impact and bring together all the sectors around food. So that's what we're working on now. We do have a couple of more consultation sessions. We will be coming back to you after we do a public consultation session in the fall. We'll be coming back to you and presenting a draft food charter and then eventually looking for endorsement, probably sometime early next year, so that you know that that's coming. And again, I know that Sandra Dawson keeps you informed on all of these things as well. The Farm to School program is a really exciting program that's now coming to Caledon with this grant. There's been a bit of work done in Caledon. Eat Local Caledon did work years ago, but now what this does is actually establishes a food club and is the start of a small supply chain delivery mechanism. It's starting to get small farmers to deliver, to package and deliver food boxes into schools, or food backpacks as they're in this case, to do farm workshops where we bring farmers right into schools, and also family food workshops. So lots happening there. There's a poverty strategy being worked on, and as I said, we're finishing up our community well-being report as we speak. So we've got lots of trails work that's happening. There's lots of trails work to be done, lots more that can be done. We have, getting ahead of myself here. Okay, so I just probably want to finish before we have questions. I've talked about that, so next one. With the food charters. Unfortunately, the food charter discussion was at Town Hall the day after that big snowstorm in Caledon, but we do have two conversations left that you're welcome to join, April 20th and April 27th in Orangeville and Shelburne. We'd like to get your input. You can contact me and we can figure out how to input separately as well, if you wish, if you have some strong ideas on this. So as you can see, there's a lot happening. Thank you for receiving our delegation, and I'm hoping that you'll have some questions for us.
Thanks. I wasn't sure if you're going to make it or not.
I know.
Well done, Karen.
Thank you.
I do have some questions. Councillor Downey.
Through you, Mayor Thompson, thank you very much for coming. I really appreciate your presentation, and I really enjoyed the launch event. My children enjoyed it as well.
Great.
Although not so much the quinoa burgers, but that's okay. They'll get there. It was great, and I think as a mom of four school-age children, I think the Farm to Classroom initiative is fantastic. Obviously, my kids have the benefit of growing up in a rural and farm community and on a farm, but obviously that's not the reality for most, so I think that having that learning right there in the classroom is paramount. Fantastic. It's a terrific initiative. I'd also, as a member of the greater, I can never remember this acronym, the Golden Horseshoe Food and Farming Alliance, I sit around that table, as does Mayor Thompson. I think that there's probably a lot of opportunity there for synergies with your group, and I'd be happy to speak with you offline about that and potentially have you come and present to that table. It's a great round table, lots of really good food and farming initiatives
sure.
there that I think you could probably bounce off of quite nicely. So thank you again for coming.
Great, thank you. And I'll also say that Janet Horner is on the committee, so there's lots of crossover. It's a small world, but that's a great idea. Thank you.
Councillor Groves.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Thank you both for your presentation. I think this is great. I love the recipe, so I'm going to take it home, and I love the rutabaga. I had that at a friend's house, and it was delicious, and it's healthy, so it's great. Question for you. How many schools are you in currently?
There's two parts to the program, farm to school, which is bringing farmers into the schools to teach kids about where the food's grown, how it's grown, and how to make something from local ingredients. That's in five schools currently.
In Dufferin County.
In Dufferin County.
It's in. There's one in Caledon. The one in.
The farm to school, Palgrave.
Palgrave, thank you.
Yes.
And there's also the food club program, and that's the farmers bringing food in to the hub, goes into packages for the kids to take home. That's currently, I think, in three schools, and now expanding into four. That's trying to make its way into Caledon.
Okay, so I have a suggestion for you. St. Michael's High School in Bolton. They have a they have a cooking class. They have a course, actually, a culinary course. And they're very much into healthy eating and cooking healthy and doing all that stuff. And I had a conversation with a teacher who heads up that program and talking about having this sort of grow your own and using those produce that you grow, using them to cook the meals. And I would suggest that you get a hold of the school and maybe talk to the teacher who heads up that program, because I think it'd be really a great thing to do. And the other thing, too, you can reach out to the trustees and see if they can help you bring this program into the schools and introduce it to the schools in Gallatin.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I know Michael Gallo is very helpful.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the food club program is in elementary schools only. High school students, I think, would strongly resist taking home a backpack of food. But so we're trying to get them at the younger level. But he is such a good community builder that I know that he would find a role within the program. So thank you for that suggestion.
I think so. I mean, I think that we should be reaching out to everyone, all the kids, because it's really about healthy eating. And if we want to look at it in the grander scheme of things, and I always look at it from a health perspective, there is an issue with obesity, childhood obesity in the region. And most of the reason, the reason is we're all busy as working parents, and we just eat on the run, I mean, including myself. You eat on the run, and there are those issues that lead to diabetes. And diabetes leads to a whole lot of other problems within our bodies and affecting a lot of our organs. So, you know, if you can, I mean, I think this is a great program, not even just for those younger students, but for the older ones as well, so that, you know, they're out there sort of buying their own stuff, and it's important that they understand what they're putting into their mouths, how it affects their overall health. So just a thought. You know, you might even want to work with the Region Appeal as well. In the health department, Jeanette Smith is the commissioner there, and certainly Jeanette can help you work with her staff and introducing this, really, and maybe having the region come on as a partner in this program.
There's a part three to this. This program started with a local food fund grant, and that finished up at the end of last year. The current program is being expanded with a new Trillium grant, and as such, a part three's been added to it, which is family cooking classes. So it's families learning to cook together. There's an opportunity to take advantage of or partner with that cooking facility at the high school.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor DeBoer.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate the event. That was a great event at the Equestrian Park, and it couldn't be a better location as far as bringing those people together. And I find it very interesting, you know, how much there is within our area to purchase. And what was so surprising out of that meeting was it was in February, right?
Yes.
And the one person, I forget what, she was from up in Mono, and she was heading to the farmer's market. She had just harvested her first crop, and it was spinach out of the hoop houses.
Yes.
And the fact that, you know, it was a mild winter, but the fact that we've closed in agriculture as producers, we've closed the season down in Canada, that we can produce, you know, almost 10 months of the year. And actually, they said that they could probably produce 12 months of the year, but because the season's long enough that they try and take between Christmas and January off because it's so busy. And to think that in our industry, and having been involved in the industry, that now we're getting to the point where we can grow vegetables, but not in a greenhouse, because you can do it traditionally in a greenhouse with lots of gas and propane and make lots of heat. But she was doing it in the plastic hoop houses, so there'd be very little energy, and it's basically what comes out of the ground. So it's very interesting to promote that part of the industry, and it gets exciting when I get excited about that part of the industry and telling, you know, the people here that the industry is responding. We don't need to go to South America. We don't need to go to South Africa. We don't need to go to California. You just have to not expect, for example, strawberries in February. There's other stuff that we can produce here and grow local. So It's a great program. I think you need to expand it to schools. I've always been in favor of getting the students to learn about it. And I do think that the high schools, if they're starting to do, especially the culinary programs, getting them used to growing, working with, real food, not just stuff that's already half processed. So great program. I enjoyed the day. I got to congratulate you on putting that day together and look forward to a few more of them.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Misipelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Thank you both for your delegation. I think this is a great initiative, especially in a community like ours, making sure that we don't disassociate ourselves from food and local food, and recognize that the value that we have right in our backyards, I think is key. And education and awareness, I think at the schools is a great idea. And I don't think you need my encouragement, but certainly the more that we can integrate this into our local schools is going to make our local residents aware. So just a couple of things that popped into my mind listening to your delegation was, I know that a lot of the schools will have programs where they have food. So I know there's before and after school programs that offer food to the children. Mm-hmm. And that would be a way to pair the education piece with the actual food. So maybe when they're, it's in season or whatever, we could get it locally, and then you actually see, what the what we're teaching them. They're actually seeing it and eating it. So I think there's no better way to learn it than to actually experience it and taste it. The other thing, too, is across Caledon, we have farmers markets, and I think it would be great, and I'm sure you already have, but to just participate, they're more than I can speak certainly for the Bolton Farmers Market, and I'm sure all of them in Caledon would love to participate and share your information and promote it as well. So I think the more mechanisms you have to promote this, the better and more successful it will be. Thank you.
Thank you. We're always looking for school champions, and any farmers interested in teaching kids, welcome to contact us about the program. So thank you.
Okay, well, that's all the questions, but I do have one recommendation, if I don't mind. You're looking for champions. Mm-hmm. I would recommend that you get involved with 4-H, the 4-H clubs. Talk to the 4-H organization, because okay, they're great projects that you could get involved and tie into. Yeah. It's a good exposure. I know you're dealing with ag kids or people that are familiar, but it's just another avenue to reach out. Mm-hmm. But also I'm going to recommend is the junior farmers, both here in Peel, as well as Dufferin County, is a very active group. And they're always looking for community projects to help fund. So I would recommend you get involved with those, because I know in the past a lot of us have been involved in that. I would recommend you follow up with that as well.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
And again, thank you very much for coming. And you say third time the charm. Oh, sorry. Councillor Downey is here. Councillor Befford want to speak. But again, I want to say thank you so much and sorry about the last meeting.
No problem.
Councillor Befford.
Sorry about that. I was just going through some of the material. Thanks for the presentation. My only question is Shaw's Creek CSA Whole Village?
Yes.
That's the same organization?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Councillor Downey?
My apologies through you, Mayor. I found my answer on your literature. I was just looking for your social media handle. Thank you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well.
Okay, we'll move on. Is there any urgent business by council? I'm just going to ask versus asking everybody individually. None? Okay, I will now move to announcements, and I will start with the correspondence. Are there any correspondence in the correspondence package that anybody needs to have brought forward? No? Okay, thank you very much. Now I'll move to announcements. Councillor Befford, I'll start with you.
Yeah, just to let you know that on Friday night of this week from 6 until 9, the Alton Legion will be having a chicken dinner. And because they're our major recipient this year for the golf tournament, if anybody would like to come out and see what the Legion looks like and what it's all about, 6 till 9 at the Alton Legion.
Which night again?
Friday night. Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Downey?
Yes, through you, Mayor. I just want to let everybody know that the Mayfield West Spring Fair will be on April 23rd, Saturday, April 23rd, at the Southfield Village Public School. Lots of vendors, junior vendors, and a really good community event. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Boer?
No, thanks.
Councillor Ennis? Groves? Councillor Ennis?
Thank you, Mayor Thompson.
I'm ahead of myself.
I just want to announce that the Paul Grave Rotary's Wines of the World event, tickets have started to go on sale for that, which is June 25th. I know it seems like a far-out event, but it does sell out quite fast. It's a spectacular event held at the Caledon Equestrian Park, which actually overlooks one of their show jumping events. So to get your tickets, you can go online to paulgraverotary.org, I believe.
Councillor Municipelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I'm sorry I don't have the information for Wards 1, 2. Maybe you might be able to share it. But just the coffee with council.
Yes.
I know the one for 345 will be at the CCRW on April 23rd, 9 a.m. So please, public, come out and learn about the SWIFT program and share your comments, concerns with council. Thank
okay.
you.
Well, thank you. And Councillor Gross.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I just forgot there's the Laugh Out Loud in support of the Caledon Parent Child Centre. It's April 22nd. Tickets are available through Scotiabank, and Scotiabank is matching the funds.
Wonderful. That's great. Councillor Shaughnessy, do you have any announcements?
Oh.
Okay. All right. I just want to also announce that tomorrow is annual Pink Day. Councillor DeBoer and I kind of jumped the gun tonight with the pink ties, but it's to raise awareness to allow all forms of bullying, and it happens too often. I know we talk about bullying in the schoolyard, but it happens in the workplace as well. So we're just trying to make awareness. So I encourage everybody tomorrow, come out, wear pink. I know Mr. Moyle will have a pink tie on tomorrow, but... But also, thank you, Councillor Municipelli, for bringing up the coffee with council. So Ward 1 will be Saturday from 9 to 11 at Inglewood Community Centre, and then at Ward 2 it'll be from 1 to 3 at the Cheltenham Community Centre. And as Councillor Municipelli said, it's going to for Wards 3, 4, and 5. Also, we're going to be speaking about our SWIFT program, which is our Southwestern Ontario Intelligent Fiber Technology. Again, what we're talking about is internet, so we will be having some discussion on that. So also I want to also mention before I start into inquiries is the month of April is National Volunteer Month. Last night we had a community recognition event. We celebrated with our volunteers. It was a significant challenge for all we have a great community. And it was great that we could recognize a number of individuals. It's never, ever enough for what our community is so great. But also Betty Ward was our champion last night, volunteer for the year. And so if you do see Betty Ward, please pass on her congratulations to her as well. And I also want to give a shout out to the many people in Caledon and give their time and energy through volunteerism. I think it's extremely important. This is what makes our community unique and a great place to live. So now I'll move on. Before inquiries, I'm going to go to proclamations. And please note, the proclamations are just in the window outside the council chamber. So April 2nd, 2016, Autism Awareness Day, which is extremely important. April 28th is the day of mourning for injured workers in the workplace. And we have that, and we're going to have two events. There's one that will be held in Brampton in the morning. Right, Ms. Porter, about, 11:30, I think it is, or 10:30?
Yes, I think it's 10:30. We can confirm it, yeah.
Right. And then we're holding one here at Town Hall at what time?
12:45.
At 12:45, right out front. And Councillor Befford will be leading that because the rest of the regional councillors will be in council that day, so Councillor Befford, who is the acting mayor, will be dealing with that. Also, April 2016 is Heart Esteem Month. And also on April 10th, 2016, Heart Esteem Day, which was last Sunday. But anyway, those are some of the announcements that we did want to make. And now I'll go to council inquiries. And again, Councillor Befford is acting mayor. I'll start with you. None? Anybody down that side? Councillor Municipelli, I do believe you. No? You're good? You're on everything? All right. If there's no further, I'll move on. Our next business is bylaws, and I'll start to read. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Innes, that the following bylaws be read first time and finally passed. Bylaw 2016-017,
bylaw to authorize the filing of complaints with the Assessment Review Board for 2016 taxation year. Bylaw 2016-018. Bylaw to amend the comprehensive zoning bylaw of 2006-50 as amended with respect of part lot 21, concession 1 east half of Shinkoozie and the town of Caledon in the regional municipality of Peel, known as 12738, 12728, 12654 Kennedy Road. Bylaw 2016-019, bylaw deemed block 79, plan 43M-1196, not to be part of plan of subdivision. Bylaw 2016-020, bylaw to designate community improvement project areas in Alton, Kellen Village, Cheltenham, Inglewood, Palgrave, and Mono Mills. Bylaw 2016-021, a bylaw to adopt community improvement plan. Bylaw 2016-022, a bylaw to delegate approval of authority of the financial incentive programs contained in the Six Villages Community Improvement Plan to the Treasurer. Bylaw 2016-024, bylaw to amend bylaw 2007-128, being a bylaw to appoint employee of the town of Caledon to statutory positions. Bylaw 2016-025, bylaw to lay and establish and dedicate the name and 0.03 meter reserve on plan 43M-0808. 2016-026, bylaw to authorize insurance and debenture of the regional municipality appeal. Bylaw 2016-027, bylaw to enact the official plan amendment number 243 regarding the Coleraine West Employment Area Secondary Plan. Bylaw 2016-028, bylaw to name 0.03 meters reserve plan on 43M-1855. Bylaw 2016-029, bylaw to establish roads as public highways and to assume roads on plan 43M-1855. Bylaw 2016-030, bylaw to assume roads on plan 43M-1860. Bylaw 2016-031, bylaw name 0.3 of a meter reserve on plan 43M-1860. Bylaw 2016-032, bylaw to assume roads on plan 43M-1869. Okay, all in favor? Carried. Okay, moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor Misapelli, the bylaw be read first time and finally passed. Bylaw 2016-023, bylaw to appoint members of Heritage Caledon. All in favor? Carried. Oh, it has to be amended. Oh, I'm sorry. It's got to be amended as we had before. Amendment moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Innes, that paragraph 1, section 1, be amended to remove Lee Templeton and replace Jennifer Lee Forrester. Okay, all in favor? Carried. All right, now I got the amendment done. Back to the original motion. All in favor of the original motion? Oh, carried.
They therefore paid attention over there, Alan. They put their hand up. How did it get carried?
I got enough votes here. Okay, I'll take the vote again. All in favor of the motion, because I had Councillor Befford and Downey. So, and yes, I got everybody this time. Okay, good. Councillor Misapelli, second by Councillor Innes, that the following bylaws be read, the first and finally passed. Bylaw 2016-033, to confirm the proceedings, the Town of Caledon, the Corporation of the Town of Caledon, at its meeting held on the 29th of March and the 12th day of April, 2016. All in favor? Carried. Opposed? Okay. Can I have a motion to adjourn, Councillor Ennis and Councillor DeBoer? All in favor? Carried. Thank you, everybody.